I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Cleveland Connection. Our first guest this morning
is Alisa Warshe and Adam Deal.
They are with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, and we're here to talk about their upcoming fundraiser, Purple Stride. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So let's start off by just telling everyone who doesn't know, what is Purple Stride?
Sure. So Purple Stride is the signature fundraising event for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, also known as PanCAN for short. And it is a 5K or 1 mile run or walk through our beautiful Metro Park Zoo. This event raises funds for PanCAN to support its mission and efforts. And this year it's going to be on Saturday, June 8th.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about PanCAN?
Sure. PanCAN was founded in California, a little bit outside of Los Angeles, about 20 years ago. Actually, they are currently celebrating their 20th year anniversary. And the mission is to raise awareness and improve outcomes for patients who have pancreatic cancer. The current goal is to double the survival rate by the year 2020. So they do this through research initiatives, funding for research, and survivor and caregiver support and advocacy.
Off the top of your head, do you know the approximate survival rate of pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, it's abysmally low. In 5 years, the five-year survival rate, which is how, I guess, cancer rates are typically quoted, is 9%. So just to put that in perspective for listeners, this year there will be approximately 55,000 new cases of pancreatic cancer diagnosed. And if you think forward in 5 years, about only 5,000 of those people will still be alive.
Oh my goodness. Alisa, why do you think these survival rates are so low?
The way I understand it, not being a medical professional, is for a couple of reasons. One is the location of the pancreas in the body. It's kind of sandwiched between your stomach and your back, would you say? So it's hard to find easily. There's no standardized detection method. So it's unlike, say, for example, breast cancer, as women we go in yearly and we get a mammogram, but it's not like that for the pancreas. So that's one reason. So it's hard to detect. Another reason related to that reason is that being hard to detect, often it's detected late. So a lot of people who are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer are diagnosed when it's already at an advanced stage.
And Adam, why don't you come on up here? I understand you have pancreatic cancer, correct?
Yes.
Let's go over this a little bit. What were some of the symptoms you were experiencing that made the doctors think to check for pancreatic cancer?
So I actually didn't really have many symptoms. I was actively trying to lose weight, and I was in a lot of weddings, and I needed to fit into some tuxedos. And at that point, I tried on a tuxedo that had been fitted about 2 weeks before, and the tuxedo did not fit. And my wife looked at me and she said, "You need to go see your doctor." So I ended up going to see my doctor. I kind of explained to him what was going on. And he assumed, as well as a lot of other people, that it was related to my gallbladder. Because of my age, cancer was never really a thought. I am 34. And so they started looking at my pancreas. They started looking actually at my gallbladder and found there was no issues. But the tech did find that I had lesions on my liver, and that's basically how the whole process started. I really had no symptoms except for weight loss, a little indigestion. I was tired, but all those symptoms can be explained. Mm-hmm. I have two kids that were under the age of 4 at the time, so I was tired constantly. Any back pain I may have had, which is one of the symptoms, I was an avid CrossFitter and I worked out all the time. So I could explain the back, I could explain any pain that was up here, I could explain away all the symptoms, and that's why it was such a late diagnosis.
How is pancreatic cancer different from some of the other cancers that we hear so much about?
The real difference is that it's really hard to detect, and the symptoms usually show up really late, and like I said before, you can explain away a lot of the symptoms. I'm the son of a doctor, and I don't love going to see doctors. I don't like needles and all that. So, you know, if I could avoid it, I would. Honestly, I believe that it's really just the symptoms that are just so hard to detect.
Vague.
Yeah.
Yeah, vague. Does it affect your body in any different kind of way?
Before, I was not diabetic. I'm now diabetic as my pancreas is completely a tumor. You can get jaundice. I mean, it's really just a lot of pain that you get. And that's how people usually figure out that they've got something going on, because they get serious pain. There's a nerve right by your pancreas that a tumor can push on, and it can be extremely painful. Luckily,
I think that's what Alex Turek mentioned in one of his interviews, that he was just in this breathing pain, back pain or abdominal pain, and that's what prompted him to go seek medical attention.
How did the doctors describe to you what the cause of this was, if there even was one?
Originally, there was no understanding until we started digging a little bit deeper. We ended up going out to Sloan Kettering, and they did an additional biopsy of my liver tumors. And they were able to find that I had a specific gene fusion. And a gene fusion basically is two of my genes are combining that shouldn't, and it's basically causing my cancer. And unfortunately, it started in my pancreas, and we didn't know about it.
How are they helping you treat this?
I started off on chemo at the Cleveland Clinic for, I want to say, 18 months or so, 17 months. And then they found a drug that specifically targets my gene fusion. And so I go to New York every other week to get an infusion. It takes 2 hours, and it's been phenomenal. It's really, really helped. I feel the best I've felt in years.
That's awesome. Obviously, if it wasn't for advances in medicine, you would not have this drug that is helping save your life. Let's talk a little bit more about the importance of research.
I would say that if it weren't for the research, I would not be on this drug right now. And I think that's what kind of gets missed in all of this, is that normally this is a disease that hits an older generation. At least that was the thinking. But it's starting to hit younger generations. You're seeing 40-year-olds diagnosed. You're seeing people in their 30s, 50s. I consider 50s and 60s still young. So it's without this research, I mean, you're looking at a lot of people who would not be here today. Or like me, I was just very lucky that the research was done and that somebody paid for it and that people were advocating for us. Or else my odds of survival were 2 to 12 months, and I'm at 19 months now.
Adam, congratulations. That is something to definitely celebrate about.
I mean, research is just so fundamental to any cause, making strides in improving the rates of survival for other cancers. Research is how new drugs are going to be discovered, new treatments are going to be tested and improved, and in the end, we're going to improve the rate of survival.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, that's definitely what we need. We need more research. We need more advocacy. It's really hard to research pancreatic cancer because it's caught so late. And people they're not always willing to give up their biopsies or tumors. It's a science research, and without that research, a lot of people would suffer. And we need to get the survival rate past 9%.
Yeah,
just
not only that,
pathetic.
But I mean, research so that a early detection method, because none exists currently, can be discovered and implemented. Because, like Adam was saying, to my understanding, in a lot of current clinical trials, it's hard to get in because it's very narrow characteristics of your tumor and the status of your disease. So you might need to be at a certain stage of your disease. And like we've been mentioning, it's hard to find people whose pancreatic cancer is at that earlier stage of disease. So if a early detection method could be discovered, it would just have a snowball effect as far as more clinical trials being able to be put into place.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection, presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Alisa Warshe and Adam Deal from the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, which is also known as PanCAN. And we've just been discussing a little bit about how pancreatic cancer has affected Adam and the upcoming event to help raise money for PanCAN, which is called Purple Stride. So how is the money that is raised at Purple Stride helping the people who have this disease?
Yeah, so it goes to fund the mission of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And primarily, like we've been saying, they do fund research initiatives. I think upwards of 167 or so have been funded thus far. When Pancreatic Cancer Action Network started in 1999, there was only $17 million, if I'm not mistaken, dollars allocated towards pancreatic research. And since that time, it's now $177 million. So part of the funding, in addition to research grants, goes to implementing advocacy efforts. For example, Advocacy Day in Washington, D.C., which is coming up, also supports resources that are available to patients and caregivers. There's a lot of resources available in helping guide patients to clinical trials in their area, finding a doctor, finding nutritional information, things like that.
You brought up Advocacy Day. What is that?
So Advocacy Day is a day that survivors, caregivers, families of people who have gone through pancreatic cancer, they have an opportunity to get together and lobby their congressional leaders. It's an opportunity for us to get in their face and say, you know, we really need research. We need more dollars to go towards research. And it's important to see that the faces of pancreatic cancer are starting to change a little bit. And they need to know that. It's not just affecting an older generation. It's starting to affect younger people. And it's important that they hear that from survivors and caregivers, family members who have lost their loved ones.
When is Advocacy Day?
I believe it's June 24th.
And where do you have that at?
It's in Washington, D.C.
So when you're there in Washington, D.C., you're lobbying. Where do you do this at? How do you get the attention that you need?
So everybody is, based on where you live, you end up meeting with your congressional leader. So I think our district is Dave Joyce, so we'll meet with his staff members and basically just have a conversation.
Yeah, the meetings are set up ahead of time. Our volunteer committee has an advocacy chair, and so she's been hard at work trying to recruit people from this area to attend Advocacy Day, and she sets up the meetings with the congresspeople once she knows who from which district is going to be attending. And if I might mention, you don't have to actually physically attend Advocacy Day in Washington, D.C. to be able to advocate for more funds towards pancreatic cancer research. There's lots of ways you can contact your congressperson by writing an email or by calling on that day. And if listeners would like to find out more information about that, they are welcome to join our local affiliate Facebook page, where we'll be posting information on how to do that.
All right, so we've got Advocacy Day. Let's recap the Purple Stride for anyone who missed it the first time around, and then let's talk about some of the other events that you're also going to be having.
So Purple Stride is the main event, the signature event, here and across the country for fundraising, and it is on Saturday, June 8th. On-site registration starts that day at 7 a.m., but you're strongly encouraged to register before that time at purplestride.org/Cleveland. You can register as an individual. You can join a team. That is the way you can have the biggest impact on fundraising and helping in the mission of PanCAN. And I just wanted to call attention to Adam, who not only is traveling to New York every other Wednesday and working hard in our affiliate, but he is also an amazing fundraiser, and his team is in second place, I think, and he is the highest individual fundraiser thus far.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And where can people get merchandise for the event?
Well, the best way to get a t-shirt is to register for the race, because it'll be included in your registration packet.
Okay.
I'm not actually sure if the t-shirts are on sale that day, but we do have a pavilion with some other swag, like the little rubber bracelets and the temporary tattoos for your face, and that you'll see a lot of purple. In fact, Adam will be wearing a purple tutu for having reached a fundraising milestone. But if you are not into getting up so early in the morning on a Saturday morning, please share the information with your friends. And also, we definitely need volunteers for the race that day as well, and you can go to events@pancan.org to register to be a volunteer. And you were asking about other ways to contribute beyond just Purple Stride. If you enjoy baseball and a day out with the family and friends, on Sunday, August 22nd, our local affiliate will be the beneficiary of the 50-50 raffle at the Lake County Captains game in Willoughby. And November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and listeners can look and listen on social media for events that will be focused around that month and World Pancreatic Cancer Day, which is in the middle of the month.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Alisa Warshe and Adam Deal from the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Alisa, where can people go if they want more information on PanCan or the Purple Stride event?
Sure. So really one-stop shopping. If you go to the Purple Stride event website, which is purplestride.org/Cleveland, you'll have a link there to PanCan. But if you want to go directly to Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, you can go to pancan.org.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. And Adam, I wish you the best of luck in your travels to New York. Safe travels.
Thank you.
And keep us updated on your progress.
Thank you. I will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.